Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Kubek. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Ford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Whitey Ford. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Berra reaches second base with a double. Lopez goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Freese moves to second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron bunts towards third. Freeze fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Berra and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers strikes out. One out. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith is walked intentionally. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald bunts towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDougald for the out. Ford moves to second. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw bunts towards the mound. Ford fields it and throws to first for the out. Hicks moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Hicks moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hicks scores. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ralph Terry now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Sievers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald juggles the ball. That's an error on McDougald. Minoso scores. Sievers moves to third. Lawler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyer for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Bob Serve pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richardson scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Seavers hits a fly ball into center field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berra hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Skowron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubek hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Al Smith. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball. 4 strike 3. 1 out. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Jerry Staley now pitching. Kent Hadley pinch hits for Cleet Boyer. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard pinch hits for Bobby Richardson. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.